feeling it some yesterday. Came in today and just didn't feel great. So, you know, hopefully he's able to go tomorrow. We got left-hander on the mound. He's been pretty good against left-handed pitching for us. We'll see how he is later in the day if I can use him off the bench. But, you know, if you're not feeling great and you have a guy like Laureano who had a pretty nice night last night, it's not a bad option. But, you know, certain days you kind of have to balance whether or not you think you're going to get enough out of somebody who's not feeling great, or is it better to go a different route? And, you know, in talking to Mark, we went with the latter.
Especially considering what Laureano did last night, it's sort of a nice way to get him right back in.
It is, and you know, he'll be back in there against tomorrow as well. So get him a nice string of at-bats here, and, you know, had a pretty good first night.
Of course, he had a walk-off, but what are some of the other things that impressed you the most over Laureano yesterday?
I mean, he pretty much showed his entire game with stealing a base. You know, made a great play early in the game and ball out in center field, came in on a ball, made a nice play, made a fantastic throw, which, you know, we've all heard about his throwing arm that, you know, ended up being a pretty good 13th inning for him for, you know, getting the third out at third base and then getting a walk-off hit. Impressed right away.
I think he almost turned that, his first at bat, he almost turned that routine grounder in an infield single. Did you know he was that fast?
Oh, yeah, and you can understand he's probably a little excited too, but, you know, some for a righty, it's almost like a jailbreak where you're hitting a ball coming out of the box, but we knew he could run. I mean, he'll steal some bases for us too, but made that play probably a little closer than I originally expected.
Play Chapman made on the throw too.
Right.
That's pretty key.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that's the type of throw that, you know, you're just hoping doesn't hit the runner and carry him off him and go in the dugout, and then, you know, and next thing you know, it's a run. So, you know, with Chapman over there, you're less hitting the runner, you're basically throwing it into a net. I mean, it's not going to get by him if he's got a shot to get it, and then hanging in there like he did and making a quick tag. I mean, it's great play on both ends.
Luke Roy back in tonight after catching 13 innings last night. Was there any thought of giving him a day off today?
A little bit. It was more time than actual innings because that game rolled along pretty good. We'll give him tomorrow off, you know, the day game tomorrow, and then he'll have an off day. But he wants to get in there as much as he can here. And, you know, he's been a nice guy for us in the fact that, you know, he understands and commands the game really well, and the farther you get into the season, the more you want of that. So, you know, Fakes has done a nice job for us, but we've also given Luke some time off to where, you know, he does feel refreshed at this point. And, you know, like I said, more than anything, it was the time, not necessarily the innings last night.
What's the most
Not doing baseball activity yet. He's just still doing some strengthening stuff, some Watkins exercises with his back, but I know he's felt better, probably the best he's felt in some time here the last couple days.
What's the newest update on a shot Pinder?
Pin's great. I mean, if he was to come off the DL today, he'd do it, he'd be in there. So he's on schedule for being, after the off day, being ready for the Dodger series.
Anything new with Triggs or Blackburn?
No, Triggs still playing catch. Blackburn is not to that point yet.
We had a chance to talk a little bit with Gossett a few minutes ago.
Right.
What was your first reaction knowing that your fourth pitcher this year, Tommy John?
Well, at first you feel for the individual. I mean, these guys work hard to get to the big league level and, you know, try to establish himself, and the next thing you know, you're going to miss a year. But just talking to him today, it looked like he's in the right frame of mind and understanding of what he has to do. The rehab process could be arduous and sometimes lonely. But he's going to take it the right way. He's going to watch games and try to figure out how he can get better in the interim. And I know he's going to work hard enough to be ready, you know, along the time frame that those things usually end up being, which is typically around 12 to 14 months.
He's had some trouble with some throws. Is that anything that concerns you guys?
I think it's more trying to be too quick when you're getting bad times from the pitchers. Some of those balls are tailing a little bit to him because he's trying to be too quick. So, you know, if he has a chance to throw somebody out, he can stay in his rhythm. He's fine. There aren't any arm strength issues or, you know, any shoulder issues or anything like that. I think it's just a product sometimes trying to be too quick.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thanks.